It's time for The Drive on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Glacier Garage, a local show for gearheads, car lovers, and those who just want to learn more about anything with four wheels. And now, The Drive on KFAR Radio.
Welcome to The Drive on KFAR Radio. I am Brandon.
And I'm Harley.
What's up, dude?
You know, just been trying to come back from long holiday weekend.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, buddy. That four-day weekend's going to keep giving for a while for me, I think. Just really sent it on the food, which, yeah.
What's your, you've been doing really good at, like, watching everything you eat for a very long time. Cheat meals is a thing, though, right?
No.
It's not? It's just an excuse for people to, like...
Yeah, go off plan.
There's no benefit to, like, I'm going to eat four Big Macs today because cheat meals are good.
No. Okay. No, and it's just fun. Like, having one bad day is one thing. Having two bad days, it's another. And then, like, just giving in because you had a couple bad days is usually what happens. Mm-hmm. People are like, well, I'm already off the rails. Let's just full send and just regress. No, but.
Have you ever really dove into your journey on the air?
I don't think so.
Like where you started and where you're at, like kind of what you've been doing?
No. No.
Do you want to?
I don't mind.
I think it's a good, it's cool because we're about to turn the, it's about to be a new year. Mm-hmm. It's motivational. Everybody's going to be in the gym.
So I will say, if you have a plan, don't wait until the first of the year to start. Just start today.
Starting like now.
Right now.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't know. My life changed when my son was born. So I had him, and my perspective on my future changed. I just wanted to make sure I was going to be here for at least another 20 years, and being almost 430 pounds, I didn't know if I was going to be here next year. May 25th last year, I did a lot of self-reflection after that day. And I just kind of went, I shouldn't say I went full bore right away, but there was a month of kind of easing into the gym and meal prepping and planning. And I haven't looked back. I've just gone full bore. And I've been hard at it since, I'd say, probably August of 24, so a little over a year. No, yeah, August of 24.
And how much are you down right now?
Today, I'm down because we just had Thanksgiving. Like I said, I'll be paying for that a little bit. A couple days of not tracking and just kind of eating whatever. And, like, same thing where, I don't really believe in cheat meals or, like, I'm going to have just one cookie. I haven't done that really. And I did that. So I like gained almost 7 pounds over the long weekend. But prior to that, I was down like 152. And then after that, I'm down like 145-ish. Yeah.
That's this morning. That's still incredible. That's so crazy. Just a little over a year. Just the discipline needed because it's like your body almost wants to revert. Like if you cheat for 2 days and your body puts on almost 10 pounds, like it's probably constantly trying to get back to that state.
Well, I think, you see, it's like I just think it's because I've been in such a caloric deficit for so long that when I eat extra calories, my body's like, oh, we got to hold on to these.
Oh, okay. That totally makes sense.
Yeah. So it's because I run probably like my resting metabolism, like my maintenance, there you go. My maintenance calories should be right around like 2,400 given my weight, age. And I eat about 1,900 a day. And I've been eating the same calories for probably 6 months, basically the same meals every day, like homemade egg white breakfast burritos and then chicken and sweet potatoes or chicken and rice with very little deviation for quite a long time. So when, yeah, you introduce sweets, mm-hmm. sugars, like I don't eat any sugar unless it's like from fruit, like, and just going full sin for a couple of days. Yeah, my body, I can tell you my stomach was not happy for 2 days either.
And it's crazy, like, because that's the cycle of, like, yours was, you know, not just, I guess it was a resolution, but it was like a, you know, you have that drive, that why of, like, I'm going to be here for my kid. That's why I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And that keeps you going. But it's like for everybody that's listening, that every January 1, they're signing another contract to pay for a gym for 12 months when mm-hmm. they're going to drop off in 3 weeks and then just keep giving the gym their money.
Yeah.
It's like, what, like, I guess, what could you tell those people to, like, they have to find their why, but it's so, like, what tips could you give them to stay in it? Because it's so
don't
easy
look
to
at
fall
it.
Off.
So don't look at it as New Year's resolution. Look at it as, I want to change my life. Because if you, and it's probably going to sound a little preachy, but it's like, if you go into the New Year, and you go into is it's just a New Year's resolution, it's very short-sighted. And I've been able to go 90 days. I'm going to do this for 3 months. And it's easy. You just do it because you're like, well, there's an end date. And so, like, I only have to feel this pain, this discomfort for 90 days. And then at the end of it, I'm going to go back to what I was doing before. And it's like I've lost a considerable amount of weight in those 90 days. But then you always gain it back, plus some. So if you go into it with just a New Year's resolution or looking for temporary change, that's what you'll find. You'll find a very short-lived change. So, like, my thing is and, it, you know, maybe it's short-sighted of mine to believe that it's only going to be a six-year plan, but I've got a six-year plan. Like, I want to see the best version of me at 50. And I understand that I can't just do it for 90 days and see the results that I want. And so everybody's journey, their idea for themselves is different. But my goal is I want to see the best version of me at 50 and see what that looks like and just give that to myself. And I want to be what I think a man should be for both of my sons. Like mm-hmm. I want them to see the best version of me. And I want to be able to present that physically, mentally, emotionally, all of that. And also, like, my 9-year-old sees this transformation as it's happening and sees the commitment and sees the work and effort. And I think that speaks volumes for doing the hard thing, even when it's like you might not have the motivation, but you have the consistency and will to push through that motivation. And that's going to make the bigger impact in his life than like my 1-year-old. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like my 1-year-old's really only going to remember the other me, like the new me, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And you've started like some social media on Instagram and stuff to like, I guess, inspire others. And it's a force. Like you have a lot of people that like are reaching out to you for guidance yeah. and like, you know, I guess guidance is the perfect word for it, but coaching.
Yeah. So I would say not so much for guidance, at least not at the level that I'm at and where I've come to so far, but it's amazing the amount of support that community just generates. Like just the other day in the gym, a guy that I see at the athletic club here in town, I've seen him for a year and a half. He's very well-built, muscular dude, like in the gym, very consistent, never talked to the guy, but he just randomly walked up to me and he's like, hey man, I just want to let you know, I see you in here. I see the huge improvements that you've made. Like, I just want to let you know you're killing it and it makes me happy to see your progress. And those are the days, and it's crazy how the universe provides. It's like, those are the days that you didn't feel like going to the gym, but mm-hmm. you push to go. And then you just get that extra little buildup from some random guy. And that's when you're like, man, I'm on the right path. And so, yeah, my social media stuff, it's more for me to just track everything and have like this log, I guess, of like my own journey. And if it does inspire, which, you know, I hope it does, and if it just makes one person feel like they're not alone going through the same thing, because it is a challenge. And if you're honest with yourself, if you get to the point where you're in the 400-pound range at my height and everything like that, you've got an unhealthy relationship with food. And so you've got a real internal struggle to get through on a pretty continual basis until you have broken free from that. So yeah, if that does find somebody and helps them, it's cool.
Makes and then it's good. Not even like, you know, I guess the food thing is one challenge because everybody loves food. And then it's like putting yourself on a strict plan to eat only these certain things and the quantities that you were, because it's like, it's crazy to see that, like, you know, someone that's 400 pounds and just kind of eats whatever they want. But then it's like, now you're given, you need to eat X amount of chicken breast with rice, and you were having to like force feed yourself. Like, yeah. You had to eat so much of it through that certain like cycle that you were doing at the time or plan. Like, you're like, I can't eat another bite, but I have to eat X amount of this and X amount of that.
Well, so again, talking about like your maintenance calories and just like to maintain, when you're 400 pounds and you start to just eat your maintenance calories and then put yourself in a deficit through exercise, if you're eating a certain amount of macros, right? So some people probably just start off at the very beginning just tracking calories, not your macros like fats, carbs, proteins. Once I got into that, yeah, I had to eat so many carbs, so much protein, and so much fat. And it just got to the point where it's like, man, I can't eat any more carbs. Like, at the end of the night, I'm like forcing myself to eat, and it was tough. And it was kind of trippy because you're counting calories and you're like, dude, I was eating 3,500, 4,000 calories and just junk, because it's like I ate conveniently, mm-hmm. not what I needed, just like what was easily accessible, gas station food. Like, I'm your typical dude who loves gas station food. I love the gas station breakfast sandwiches. I could eat it all day. Like, I could go grab their burger, their roll, like whatever. I could just live off gas station food. And fast food is the same, where it's like, dude, you can go to McDonald's and get a Big Mac, fries, and a drink, and it's 1,100 calories, and it's just filled with fat, sodium, fake stuff. And that's just one meal. So if you're eating 2-3 meals of fast food, it's 3,000 plus calories, and it's just crap. So eating that clean, dude, it's a lot of food.
I was going to say that the equivalent of like 1,100 calories in one meal, it's like, now try eating 1,100 calories of like
chicken rice, potatoes, like, yeah, broccoli. Like,
it's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot. But then you also have to just like realize you eat with purpose. So it's like, I eat to fuel my body and make it healthy. And I feel very blessed, like, my whole life, you know, having a CDL and doing all the things where it's like, I have to get like annual physicals. I was getting blood work done. All my doctors told me my whole life, I'm lucky to be as healthy as I am. One day it's going to change. And when I started feeling kind of groggy and starting this process and getting blood work done, I was pre-diabetic. I had some other health things were not risks, but just not optimal ranges for my blood work. And now, you know, again, into this a little bit, year and a half in, I'm no longer pre-diabetic. All of those other concerns aren't concerns anymore. And it's like, I feel very lucky and very blessed that I had my son when I did, mm-hmm. and I made the shift when I did, because nothing that I have going on was irreversible. Like, I hadn't reached that tipping point where it's like, now the next half of my life mm-hmm. is more difficult because of choices I've made.
And again, like, everything, like, I guess the affirmation that you're on the right path and you're doing the right thing, and like, that everything happened at the right time that it needed to. Otherwise, like, not that you wouldn't be here for today, but it's like, you could be full bore diabetic and having mm-hmm. to do all these other things to stay healthy, or stay alive, rather. And that's really cool that you were able to, you know, reverse all that.
Yeah, turn that around.
The Drive. We'll be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Is your car feeling more tired than Monday morning without coffee? It might be time for an oil change. Don't let your car hit snooze on maintenance. Bring it to us, where we'll give it the wake-up call it deserves. Our oil changes start as low as $49, and that's for the good stuff. We're talking synthetic. And every oil change comes with a free safety inspection, plus we can check your filters and top off your fluids while we're at it. At a price that will leave you with plenty of pizza money. That's Glacier Garage at the end of South Cushman, just behind GCR Tire. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. Online at GlacierGarage.com.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less, you'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to The Drive on KFAR Radio.
Yeah, so I'm, no other way to say it, I'm very uncomfortable, very scared, but I did sign up and I'm putting it out there because it's full commit.
Mm-hmm.
So I am signed up. There is a transformation class and a bodybuilding show that I went to and was just I was just there to watch the show. And so I did sign up for that transformation class in 2026. So I got a long road ahead of me to get to where I want to be, but that is my goal. And it's just to, I don't know, it's a cool class to inspire people. And I got to say, like, seeing those guys go up there, and again, it comes down to, yes, it's for me, but if it's anything that can inspire somebody to just push a little bit harder and to follow through, then it's totally worth it. Because those guys inspired me, and just, like, you leave that show and seeing those guys' stories, you leave just, like, ready to conquer your own battle and just, like, show yourself, like, pfft. If these guys can do it, like seeing where they came from, there's no way I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, yeah.
Well, and seeing you on this journey, like I'm that guy. Like, you've inspired me to do it. I have a blood work appointment Thursday. It's like, I need to see where I'm at. I'm in my mid-30s now. I'm that guy who eats out of convenience. And if I do hit the gym, it's a phase. It's like all of my hobbies, like I usually just go through cycles. I'm super into something and then mm-hmm. I move on, and the gym's no different. Like I'll be in it 2 days setting PRs and feel like I'm on top of the world. And like right now I'm just the guy that talks about how strong he used to be. Like yeah. Then everybody's like, nobody cares, man. Like,
yeah.
It's like, but you're right. It's a lifestyle. You have to just implement that into your routine, and just, that's just who you are now. It's not mm-hmm. just something you can do. And then I hit a goal and you're like, cool, I've done it, because your body's going to revert. But it's like, once you put that dedication into something like that, I feel like you naturally do it, and you everything you do is with purpose then. Mm-hmm. Like, it reflects and rings true to, like, your job, your home life. You have a better attitude. You feel better. Like, you've got that exercise in. Like, you feel better about yourself. Your body's healthier. Like, it just sets you up to succeed in everything else.
Well, it gives you structure, but then it's like, it's also like the lifestyle change thing is the key component, because it's like knowing people who are CNAs and who have worked at places where they're helping the elderly come to end of life stuff. Every time, it's like, even my grandpa, you take a guy who was like in his 90s playing golf 2-3 times a week, breaks his ankle, becomes sedentary, he dies. So it's like, there's no replacement for just staying physically active and keeping a certain level of physical health, because once you stop and you're in your late end of life years, it's over. So it's like, the longer you can keep yourself physically healthy, and if your brain sticks with you and you're mentally capable, you can, there's tons of people who are in their late 80s, 90s that live pretty normal lives. And I would love to like watch my grandkids grow up and like all these things, mm-hmm. and like live to that age and be a functioning person and not just be like bedridden, like needing that CNA. It's like, if I go out, I want to go out like my grandpa, broken mm-hmm. ankle, and then a few weeks later, you're just, it's done.
And you see that. You see those people that, you know, it's that silver fox that, like, he could kick my butt. Like, he's, you know, he's got a six-pack and he's yoked, and, you know, his you know, gut health and just everything is dialed, and, like, his body is like a temple.
And you ask him, how old are you? He's like, oh, I'm 78. What? It's because the guy is relentless. He it is his life.
Yeah, you would have guessed 50 just because, yeah. you know, his gray hair or whatever. But, like, he's in the gym just getting it done.
And so it has to be, you know, do you have to go full tilt to make change in your life? No, but anything worth doing is worth doing. So it's like, you just got to do, you got to commit. And I think that's the hard part. So anybody who's listening who wants to start any kind of journey, transformation to just be a little bit better tomorrow than they are today, start small, man. That's how I started. I started off going to the gym twice a week and then built up from there, because it was realistic to stick to, and it became consistent in that twice a week. And it didn't matter what I did that 2 times a week. I just made sure I got to the gym 2 times a week, and then just small changes in diet, like be aware of what you're putting in your body. That's the big thing too, is like, you can do a lot without going to the gym just by cleaning up what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
So
I would say I probably drink like 70% of my calories.
Mm-hmm.
That's I'm like another person we know, her name's Aubrey, and she refuses to drink water. She doesn't drink water. She drinks Dr. Pepper. Like, that's everything. First thing in the morning, crack Dr. Pepper. Every meal, Dr. Pepper. Before bed, Dr. Pepper. It's like, she refuses to drink water. It's like,
and they're like 200 calories of soda.
Yeah. It's like, I don't refuse to drink water. I love water, but it's like, as of late, like, just my normal schedule and everything I got going on, I live on Red Bull.
Yeah.
I'll have like 4 or 5 a day.
It's a lot.
And it's like, my eyelids twitching and my sleep sucks. And like, my body's trying to tell me something.
Yeah.
And it's like, my gut, I've had gut problems my whole entire life, but it's like, I need to get that stuff right. And my wife's been in the gym. You've been in the gym. Like, everyone around me, I guess, pretty consistently has been. And it's like, those are my accountability buddies. Like, I'm ready to dive in. I'm going to dive in heavy. And like, I've never had a physical. I've never done my blood work. And it'll be cool to have like some science on my side too, some numbers of like progress when I start only drinking water. That's the only liquid I put in my body anymore is water. Like, those types of changes that aren't gym, you know, involved. It's just,
yeah, there's a lot of outside of the gym things that one can change to better their physical health. And I think a very underrated, I'm glad you brought it up, very underrated and probably not huge thing that people think about is water. I mean, on a good day, I drink close to 2 gallons a day. It's a lot.
Because I've tried, I'll get my big jug and like, it's time to like start putting the kids to bed and I've only killed like 3/4 of it. I'm like,
I typically try to have a gallon down by lunch. If I don't have a gallon down by lunch, I make it a point to have a gallon down by the end of lunch. So that way the second half of my day, mm-hmm. I just consider bonus water. I try to drink a gallon and a half plus every day. Because drinking a half gallon after lunch is pretty easy. But it's
just the amount of times you go to to the bathroom in a day.
I pee a lot.
It's a lot.
I pee a lot.
We usually can't finish a conversation without you like, hold a thought. I gotta go.
Yeah. But I mean, dude, it makes all your organs, everything just healthier. I will say I cheat. I add like a MioFit to some of my water, which I've cut back on. I recently started for flavor and all that. I started using EAAs, which is like essential amino acids, gives it a little bit of flavor. You hold on to the water in your system a little bit longer. But yeah, I'm trying to cut back on like the artificial sweeteners.
Okay, that's what I was gonna say. Is there anything wrong with those like Mios and stuff? It's just not natural.
So there's dyes in it and it's not good for your gut health like you're talking about. My poor wife puts up with me being gassy from it. It does create, some gastrointestinal issues if you drink too much of it. And, drinking 2 gallons a day with most of it having that stuff in there, mm-hmm. It's zero calorie. So they say, I don't know how it can be, but zero calorie, zero sugar, artificial sweetener can't be good for you. It's like full of chemicals. So I feel like you're just trading something for the other. I don't know what the health repercussions mm-hmm. are, but dang it, I drank my water.
Right. Man.
Yeah. So yeah, that's been my journey. A lot of little changes that have turned into big changes. It all started with the first step and just committing and not looking back. And I think the key to that success long term is knowing that it's not a 90-day thing. It's not a 1-year thing. I will say I did start off by telling myself that I'm doing it for a year. And then once I neared the end of that first year, I felt very unfinished and unsettled by the idea of going back because I was down more than 100 pounds. And I never want to be that person again. So much so that I finally, for the first time after losing a bunch of weight, I got rid of all of my old clothes. I don't own any of them anymore. They all got donated.
That's so awesome.
If you see a bunch of plus-size men out there with Glacier Garage hoodies, that's why. They all got donated. So there's no going back because takes a long time for a fat man to accumulate that much clothes, and it's all gone.
So. It's cool to hear that you did start out by only going twice a week. It's like, in the water thing, it's like, yeah, I'm going to throw some Mio in this thing because pure water is better, but it's like, what's the best regimen? It's like the one you'll follow.
Yeah.
It's like without consistency, it's pointless.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like giving yourself those little wiggle rooms, but it's still light years better than what you used to be.
Yeah.
It's like the twice a week, just the little things that will get you in there and get you going is the important part. You just got to get started.
Yeah. And stay consistent. Sure. And that's why, like, I started the conversation with, if you have your New Year's resolution is going to be to get healthy, don't wait until January 1 because it's just an excuse at that point. Just start today. If you know that's what you want, just start today. One small step. Just be a little bit better tomorrow than you were today. And it all adds up. So.
Well, I appreciate you opening up about that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's the first time I've talked about it really like that.
Well, with that, we are out of time, and we'll catch you next week on The Drive.
You've been listening to The Drive on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. The Drive is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.